conversation. Hardly a laughing matter.
Up in the event takes Andrew by the scruff of the neck.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With 5:30 News from Star, I'm Kate Marston.
And I'm Ben Anderson. Right to Accommodation Week has been launched by the Students' Representative Council. There are several events taking place over the course of the week, from the Rents Free launch tonight, a Rights to Rent rally, and an event on Friday night. Also happening this weekend is DJ Mr. Scruff playing on Saturday night for the excitement of Raisin Sunday.
Lothian and Borders Police have set up a 100-metre exclusion zone in an attempt to control a leaking pipeline in the Firth of Forth. The pipe carries waste water used for the cleaning equipment at Scotland's largest North Sea exporting facility, BP's Hound Point Terminal. A member of the public raised the alarm after noticing dust-coloured water running into the Forth. However, NHS Lothian stated that the leak does not pose any danger to the public.
Rip, the 6-foot conger eel, has been released from Aberdeen Aquarium. When he became restless, staff decided it was time to put Operation Riptide into action and allow Rip to make the perilous 2,000-mile journey to the Azores in order to spawn. Should he make it there, he'll die after it all, said the aquarium manager, but added that at least Rip would be happy.
Doctor Who, the cult BBC TV show about an unnamed doctor who travels through space and time in a police box, might become a movie. David Yates, who directed the last four Harry Potter films, divulged to Variety magazine that he is working on developing a feature film with the BBC. A BBC spokesman said, "The project is unlikely to reach cinemas for several years, and as yet there is no script, cast or production crew in place."
And finally, students have been left amused and more than a little confused by the erection of a sign reminding male students that masturbation in the library toilet is a violation of regulations. The mysterious sign popped up during reading week and now seems to have gone viral. The university has vigorously denied all responsibility for the sign, so it can only be the work of a rather inventive student taking matters into their own hands. We're sure there'll be plenty more to come regarding this story in the next few weeks.
Those were today's headlines. More news in an hour, or any time on the news pages of the Star website.